Perek Yedaled, Mishnah Gimel. Mechusar Zman. In the last Mishnah, we were talking about a Mechusar Zman, that there's no Chiyuv Kares if the Karban is brought outside the Azara. So what does this include? Bein Begufo, this includes whether the animal was Mechusar Zman, meaning we know a Karban cannot be brought before it is 8 days old. So if, let's say, it was brought before it was 8 days old outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bein Bibe'olav, or whether the owner of the karban, he was the one who was mechusar zman. Ezahi mechusar zman be'olav. What do we mean by that? That it's mechusar zman by the owner? That would be as follows. Hazav, either a zav or a zava. Now we know these are tamei for 7 days. So if, let's say, they brought the karban during the 7 days, referring to either the chatas or asham, which they're supposed to bring as a kapara for their situation, so they brought it before their situation was over. So inherently, that karban is mechusar zman. So once again, hazav v'hazav v'yoledes, a woman who gave birth, umitzaira, a leopard, shekrivu chatasam v'ashamam, they brought their chatas or asham, which is therefore kapara b'chutz, outside during their 7 days, peturim, in that case, they're pater, because that karban was not able to be brought. However, oilei seyam v'shal mehem, if it was the Ayla or a carbon shlamim bechot that was brought outside, chayavin, they would be chayav, because that carbon is not brought as a kapara, rather it's brought as a nidava, as a gift. And therefore, in theory, it is kosher even during their 7 days of tumah. Hama'ale mibisar chatas, if someone brings up the flesh of a carbon chatas, or mibisar asham, or mibisar kachim kachim, the flesh of kachim kachim, or mibisar kachim kalim, or from the maisar ha'oimer, that is the bread that's left over from the karban ha'oimer, or the shtei ha'lechem, or the lechem apanim, or shiyare menachos, the extra left over of the menachos. Now all of these are the parts of the chalas or the mincha which are eaten by the kohanim. Or if hayotzek, someone pours the shemen on the karban mincha, or haboilel, or if he mixes the shemen into the mincha, v'hapoises, or if he breaks the mincha into pieces, or hamoilech, meleach, or he salts either karbanos or the karban mincha, hamenif, or if he does tenufa, he waves it, v'hamegesh, and he brings it forwards and backwards, hamesader es hashulchan, or if he sets up the shulchan with the 12 breads, v'ameitev es haneiros, or if he prepares the menorah, v'akoymetz, or does a kemitz on a karban mincha, v'hamekabel damim, and the one who is mekabel the dam of someone who did shechita outside, b'chutz, the halacha is pater in all of these cases. If they were done outside the azara, they are pater, and the Bar Tanura explains, because you're only chayav for shechitas chutz or avoida b'chutz if it's a gemar avoida, if it's the completion of an avoida. But all of these actions that we just discussed were not the completion of the avoida, merely part of the process bringing to the culmination of the avoida. So therefore, there's no chiyuv kares on that. Now the Mishnah continues. Ein chayav in alav, on the previous list that we just mentioned, there would not be a chiyuv, loy mishum zaros, if a zar did any of those above avodas, he would not be chayuv for it, v'loy mishum tuma, or if a kohen was tamei did any of those avodas, he also would not be chayuv, v'loy mishum mechusar begadim, nor would he be chayuv if he wasn't dressed in the appropriate clothing, v'loy mishum rechitza richotz yadayim raglam, he wouldn't be chayuv either for not doing, washing his hands and feet before doing the avoda. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Ad shlei hukam ha-mishkan. Before the Mishkan was built, hayu habamais mutares. It was mutter for a person to make a private bama and to bring a karban in any location that he wished. The avoida bebechayres, and also the avoida was done not by the kohanim, but rather by the firstborn sons. Misha hukam ha-mishkan, however, once the Mishkan was built, nesru habamos, at that point in time, it then became forbidden to bring the avoda, to do the avoda on a bama, the avoda be kohanim, and the avoda responsibility was transferred to the kohanim. Now the Bar Tanura explains that mishahukam ha-mishkan, it became usher to do bamas because the pasuk says, "Vel pesach ohed mohed lo heviyo," which implies that you have to bring all your kabanos to the Ohel Moed, but that's only once you have an Ohel Moed. However, before the Ohel Moed, even at a private location, a carbon would be accepted. Bartinor points out a fascinating halacha, and he says that this only applies to a regular Jew. However, Gentiles, they are allowed to bring karbanos even today, even bizman hazeh, to on a bama. So if, let's say, in Kentucky, a person wants to build a bama, then we're actually allowed to instruct them of the proper halachos of how to do the karbanos, according to the Bartinura. And it appears that there are definitely opinions who disagree with the Bartinura. The Mishnah continues. Kachay kachim nechalam lefnim min haklaim. Kachay kachim have to be eaten inside the curtains that went around, meaning inside the chatzer. Whereas kachim kalim, they could be eaten b'chol machane Yisrael, anywhere in the camp of Klal Yisrael. So in the desert, wherever Klal Yisrael was camping, they were allowed to eat kachim kalim. There's a discussion. What about when they were traveling? Can they eat kachim kalim then? Some say yes, and some say no, because perhaps the machane is uprooted at the point of travel and it only has the halachic status of a machane when they are camped.